all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Remember at Easter time, we read the story about Mary and how she went to the tomb and she could not recognize Jesus, even though he was standing right in front of her. And we surmised that the reason she could not see him was because of grief. Well, in this passage, the people again cannot recognize Jesus. They're on a road. The name of the man we know is Cleopas, so we're kind of surmising that he was with a lady, and it was probably Mrs. Cleopas. But those two were on a road, and they see Jesus. Now, apparently, they were very familiar with Jesus. They had been one of the group of disciples that followed him, and yet it says that they were prevented from seeing him. And I think the reason that they did not see him was because of disappointment. They echo a few words that I think we have all said in one way or another. Remember in the passage when they're talking to this man, this stranger, who is Jesus, and they're talking about this great prophet that they knew who was crucified, and they said, but we had hoped. And in those few words, you can feel their disappointment. We had hoped. And of course, their hopes were dashed. Have you ever said that? I had hoped. I had hoped in my career. I had hoped in my family. I had hoped in so many ways, and those hopes were dashed. We can understand disappointment. And I think the most profound disappointment is when we're disappointed with God. I remember telling somebody that, how disappointed I was with God over something that happened in my life, and that person, who wasn't a Christian, said something very profound to me. He said, but if you turn away from him, who will comfort you in distress? We had hope. Well, what did they hope for? They hoped for something very noble. They didn't hope for a better career. They didn't hope that they would be lifted out of poverty. They did not even hope for something for themselves. They hoped for their nation. This was a wonderful hope. They said, we had hoped that this man, Jesus, was the liberator, was the Messiah, was the person who was going to throw off Roman rule and set Jerusalem up as the center of peace and prosperity. That was a wonderful hope. And their hopes were dashed. And Jesus started to speak to them, and basically he said to them, your sights were too low. What if they had gotten their hope? What if Jesus had been the liberator? What if he had shaken off Roman rule and assembled an army together and had established a peaceful kingdom there in the Middle East? Well, that would be wonderful for the Middle East. What about the rest of the world? He said, your sights are too low. I came to give everyone abundant life. I came to make this life a life of peace and joy. I came not only for this life, but for the life to come. I came to conquer death and sin and all the terrible things that we face in life. I came to be the savior of the world, not just of one geographic location. If their hopes had been met, our hopes would have been dashed. There'd be no Moravian church today. There'd be no church. Jesus came so all of us could have life and have it abundantly. I had hoped. And sometimes when our hopes are dashed and our dreams are crushed, we have to remember to set our sights a whole lot higher. Because the God of the universe adored us so much that he died, that he came to life again, and he gives us that abundant life. The next time we are so bitterly disappointed with life, we have to remember that Jesus gives us that hope. What really impressed me about this story was that absolutely nothing had changed when they had their encounter with Jesus. Rome was still in charge. Their people were still persecuted. Nothing changed. But after they saw Jesus, everything was different. Sometimes nothing changes in our lives, but when we know Jesus, everything is different. May these thoughts strengthen us this week. Some of us struggle under burdens that no one else knows about. Nothing might change, but as we lean on Jesus, everything will be different. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that the life you lived was not just for a small geographical area, that the life you lived was not confined to one period of time, but that the life you live affects us all and gives us hope, not only for today, but for tomorrow. Lord, I ask that you would help us to live in that hope. In Jesus' name, amen.